Welcome to the thrilling soundscape of Mere Immortal. Dive into our relentless, weekly action-adventure series where superhuman entities wreak havoc, leaving a trail of chaos in their wake. If the adrenaline-fueled escapades of Metal Gear Solid, the cutthroat camaraderie of Black Lagoon, or the cynical anti-hero charm of The Boys gets your pulse racing, then Mere Immortal is your new addiction. We cater to your intrigue, offering fresh chapters every week in text and audio bi-weekly. Can't stand the suspense? Race over to MirrorImmortal.com to leap into future episodes and unravel the story that's keeping everyone on their toes.
You are now listening to Mere Immortal, the audio serial. Mere Immortal, Chapter 4. Character Perspective, Zella Mills. Location, Nigella. I will now read the chapter. The hired cargo van made its way through the narrow streets of northwest Nigella on a quiet Tuesday evening. Air cargo was scarce in Nigella, and therefore more expensive to hire, so they settled for the cheaper option. "We can trust these guys, right, Zell?" Joe asked. He had never bought weapons in Nigella before. Zella's upper body jerked forwards momentarily as the van hit a tight turn. "Trust me, we're good. I've known this group since living in Brazil with my father." Joe pulled a cigarette from the metal container in his pocket. He tapped the cigarette a few times against the container and placed it on his lips. "Thank God we've got you. I may know how to pull a trigger, but I don't know enough about firearms. And Lord knows we'll need a lot." Joe pressed the lighter and drew on his cigarette. "We're going to need more than just guns, too. Helping the locals for money brings in just enough to pay the bills and feed us all. Our savings will run dry soon if we don't figure out a way to raise money. And it's not like we're able to ask for donations." "Why not?" Joe smiled. "You can sponsor our Assassinations of the Immortals for just $5 a month. Make the world a better place today."
"You're a doof," Zella snapped back. Smoke blew from Joe's mouth as he chuckled to himself. "Seriously, we have to step up in a big way. Because Cog backs the Immortals. And Cog has all the resources they need. But they don't know who we are, or where we are," Joe said. "And even if they find out, we're in a country full of freedom fighters. It's risky for them to get into the middle of the Nigellian and Estrian conflict. Besides, they can't lean on that Cog connection in a big way. If the public catches wind, it will cause an uprising. Cog doesn't have the greatest public image." Zella leaned back in her seat. She closed her eyes. "You might be right in the short term, but they are manipulative dogs who will stop at nothing." Joe observed her for a moment, eyeing her exposed belly button. The death of his own mother had hit him hard, pushing him to find revenge. But he didn't have the devotion that Zella had. There was something about her and the way she carried herself that he admired. "We may need to take a trip to Arizona in a few days." Zella's eyes shot open. "Right. I heard Lola is in touch with someone willing to hand over sensitive information about our Immortals." Joe Hallily tossed his cigarette on the floor and stepped on it. "Can I ask you something?" he asked. Zella nodded her head. "Shoot. Is there something you like to do to enjoy yourself? Like curling up on the couch with a book? Or going to watch a movie?" Zella's eyeballs shot to the ceiling. "Well, I find Tai Chi relaxing. And sometimes, I read research papers and weapon manuals. I like to learn about the world, you know?" Joe smirked. "You need to let us take you out sometime. There's more to the world than guns and Immortals. Broadening your horizons will help you understand what you're really fighting for." Zella eyed him for a moment, watching him watch her. "Speaking of which, how long did you and Chloe date before, you know?" Joe grinned. The question was extremely on the nose. Zella was 21 years old now. He wondered if she'd had many interactions with people close to her age. Probably not, considering she grew up under Dr. Calloway's care. "To be honest, it didn't take that long." "Then how did you know you liked each other?" "Sometimes all it takes is some good chemistry to hit it off with someone." Joe watched Zella gazing at the wall as if his words were sending her into a trance. "All it takes is a moment of strong connection to bring you together. It could be a moment full of laughter, pain, or trauma. And when you find comfort in that person, you can't help but want to be around them. To touch them and hold on to them. And Chloe just has this silent strength about her I'm drawn to. Like she won't take no shit, you know? There's a duality to her. She cares about me, and she's passionate about things. She'll keep people in line if they act up. Hallelujah smiled. Kind of reminds me of my mom a little.
That's sweet, Zella said.
We're here!
The driver called from the front side of the van. They felt the van go still. Joe Hallily threw on his light jacket. I'll take the lead here, okay? Zella said. Hallily nodded. Zella approached the open entrance doors of the warehouse. A bulky guard wearing a bandana stepped into their path.
I need to search you,
he said, speaking in Spanish. The guard patted down both Zella and Joe, pausing when he felt their pistols and knives.
Pass me your weapons. I'll hold on to them for you.
Thanks, but I'll hold on to them myself, Zella said.
Rules are rules, miss,
he said, holding out his hand.
I can't let you go in until you hand them over.
Raul appeared through the opening and caught sight of Zella. It's okay, let them in. Zella tilted her head at the bulky guard. Gracias, she smiled. A radio was playing some kind of modern reggaeton and hip-hop fusion. It was low enough that the men inside the warehouse could hear themselves talk. One man stood by a wall with an assault rifle in his grasp, eyeing Zella and Joe suspiciously. Raul walked behind the large crate placed on a long surface in the middle of the room. Zella led the way with her hands at her side, close enough to draw her Glock quickly if something popped off. Joe trailed behind her, his eyes darting around the room. It's been a long time, Raul said. You're all grown up. And you've grayed up, I see, Zella replied, rubbing her chin. You sure you're not too out of touch to be doing this now? She heard someone mouth a comment. Something along the lines of watch your mouth. Raul grunted. He turned his gaze to Joe. Same old Zella. A bold little bitch. Watch yourself with this one, okay? Joe offered a half nod in response. Zella stepped forward and examined the crate of guns that sat in front of Raul. There was a mix of rifles, SMGs, and pistols. There are some high-quality rifles here, she said. Did you expect Nerf guns? Raul asked. But you're trying to pass off some older models as new ones. Like this one, she said, pointing at a rifle with a worn-out stock. I'm pretty sure they used this in the 90s. Raul chuckled. You still love your guns, eh? Nothing changed at all. This girl is something special. But look here, what about this one? He held up a shiny, black modern rifle. Zella took the rifle and examined it carefully. It's modern. The digital scope will be useful, that's for sure. Nice weight. Outstanding balance, she said, nodding in approval. But you're asking too much for it. The kickback on this model is pretty high. They only addressed that issue on the re-release. Joe looked at her with a mixture of surprise and admiration. He looked on as she continued to haggle with Raul, pointing out flaws in each weapon. Part of him felt a little intimidated by her knowledge. Surely, he should play a bigger part in this exchange.
What about the other thing?
Joe asked when he heard Zella settle on a price. Raul looked at Joe as if he'd forgotten he was in the room. Ah yes, the big tech. Raul turned to face one of his men. Fetch it for me. Word on the street is that you're giving the Nahuela Freedom Fighters an edge with the tech you've got your hands on, Zella said. Nahuela might just be able to make Astrian forces flee with what you're giving them. And do you believe everything you hear on the streets? Raul asked her.
I do if it comes from the right sources.
Raul smiled. Then I guess I should believe that you were the one who smoked the immortal. Zella blinked. And where did you hear such an absurd thing?
Raoul laughed. Maybe I didn't hear it. But the evidence in front of me is clear. Why else would you be so concerned with buying up all this firepower? And why else would you be hiding away here in Nguela?
That's my business.
Raoul continued to press her. They say the killer was a woman. And I don't know another woman with balls that big. Raoul's man returned with a large chrome box. He placed it on the surface next to the crate of guns. Just show me the tech, Zella said, keen to change the subject. Raoul undid the pressurized mechanism on the chrome box and reached inside to activate the tech. A matte, mud-gray-colored drone flew up out of the box. It was oval-shaped with four light beams on its face, and two long, arching wings extended from its side. It carried four visible barrels, capable of crippling targets. The drone flew above them, circling the surface. The back of its body extended out into a tail and sloped down to join its underside, where it revealed its landing legs. The Grid Warden is one of the cheapest security drones you can buy right now, Raoul said. It comes with four cameras that you can mount around your hideout, all with motion sensors and microphones. They act as an extra set of eyes and ears for the drone. How often does it need to be charged? Joe asked. About once a day. All you do is set up the charging station somewhere open but discreet, and the drone will find it and charge itself when it needs to. We'll take it, Zella said. It would cost a huge chunk of her savings, but she'd be able to rest a little easier having the drone do surveillance for them at their base. You said I can pay half cash and half credits, right? Raoul pointed at his workers. You two carry all of it to their van, he said, before returning his gaze to Zella. Z, how about you work closely with me? I could use someone like you. Especially with what we're building here in Nguela. It's going to change the world. Zella felt Joe's curious eyes shift towards her. Sorry, Raoul. But we're doing something important that demands my undivided attention. She dug into her baggy cargo pants and pulled a leather purse. If you ever want help, then you can call me. I certainly don't want to see this country eaten up by the Istrians. Raoul stared them up and down. Just give me my money. Later that day. Location: the Solace Base. Zella and Joe loaded their new toys into the garage area that they had designated as their armory. Zella paid their van driver and sent him on his way. Joe placed a cigarette on his lips and searched himself for a lighter. Chloe emerged from inside the base. She stood facing them, holding a large brown envelope. Joe took the cigarette from his lips, walked over to her, and pecked her on the cheek.
"What you got for us?" he asked.
I'm holding our new passports, Chloe said, waving the envelope. We all have to be ready to leave for Phoenix, Arizona, at 8 o'clock sharp. Our car park meeting at the NGR is in 2 days. We're traveling by truck. Joe blew air through his mouth. This is happening so fast. I thought I was going to catch up on my sleep now. Chloe tapped his shoulder with the envelope. You'll get plenty of sleep in the truck, I'm sure.
Just how much information are they giving us?
Zella asked. Chloe set her eyes on Zella. We're getting full detailed reports on the immortals and their abilities. Psyche reports, genetics data. We'll know about their special abilities and the strengths and weaknesses it gives them. We'll even know their real names. Zella folded her arms in thought for a moment. And Elaine Rowe set all of this up for us? We gave her the biggest scoop she's ever had, after all, Chloe replied. Anyway, Zella, I thought you'd be happy about this. Your big assassination has made us all targets. This is a big break for us that will help you on your warpath. Chloe turned and walked back inside the building without another word. Joe watched Zella silently for a moment, as if words had escaped him. Finally, he lit his cigarette. I'm going to pack, Zella said. End of chapter.
Look out for the explosive episode 5. Coming soon. Mere Mortal is written by author Gary Swift. This is the pseudonym of Gary Swaby. Visit mereimmortal.com to read chapters by text and jump ahead in the story.